भवतु
सहनौ भुनक्तु
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः Welcome to the Upanishad series. We touched upon a few Upanishads in the four Vedas. Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharva Veda has Upanishads in them. The Vedas have the two dimensions. One is ritualistic part. One is another one is a knowledge part. Both are important. Knowledge without ritual. Ritual is like a container. Knowledge is like a content. You need both. Without knowledge cannot survive by itself without a container. The container is the ritual and the knowledge part is the content. We need both of them. And Veda Vyasa, Veda means knowledge. Vyasa means without any boundary. So vast. Veda Vyasa, his original name is Krishna Dvaipayana. Dvaipayana because he was born in an island between Parashara parents, Parashara Muni, and Satyavati. He was born in an island. That's why it's called as Krishna Dvaipayana. Earlier I talked about his lineage from Vasishta, Shakti, and his Parashara's father's name Shakti, and Shakti's son is Parashara's son Vedavyasa. That Jnana Parampara from Vedavyasa from Vasishta Gotra. The four Vedas, he divided the Vedas into, Vedavyasa divided into four sections. Paila, he gave it to Paila, Jaimini, Vaishampayana and Sumantu. For Paila, he gave the Rigveda, Jaimini, Samaveda, Vaishampayana, Yajurveda, and Sumantu, Atharva Veda. He asked them to propagate that one, preserve and propagate. Propagate means they also, in the Vedas, the more would have been added along the way, they would have contributed their revelation also. Yajurveda, later on, another dimension was added by Yajnavalkya. He added his revelation through two Upanishads, Brihadaranyaka and Yajniya Mantra Upanishad. The Rigveda has one Upanishad, Aitareya Upanishad. We will come to that one, hopefully next week. And Krishna Yajurveda Upanishad, Katha Upanishad or Kataka Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Shvetashvatar Upanishad, Shukla Yajurveda, Ishao Upanishad or Yajna Mantra Upanishad, and Brihadaranyaka. Name itself says Brihadaranyaka is the biggest of the Upanishads. Samaveda has two Upanishads. Samaveda means fit to be sung, Chandogya, Chandas. Chandas means with the meter. With meter, fit to be sung, Samaveda, its mantras are similar to Rigveda with the music added to that one. And another one is Talavakara Upanishad. Talavakara means Upanishad used to be sung through the drums. The drums they used to play. that drum instrument, through that one they used to play that Talavakara or Keno Upanishad. Atharva Veda has Mundaka, Mandukya and Prashna Upanishad. And we learnt a few peace mantras. We will talk about the chant, the peace mantras towards the end. And today we will touch upon Chandogya Upanishad. Chandogya Upanishad is the second biggest Upanishads. It's a well-known Upanishad, one of the, we talk about Mahavakyas, they say only four Mahavakyas, but for a knower, every word in Upanishad, Veda is a Mahavakya. Mahavakya, the famous one, Tattvamasi, it comes in this Upanishad. Here the many stories comes. One is Raikwa story and another story Shvetaketu and his father Uddalaka's discussion comes. Indradyumna story comes and a few stories comes. And today we will touch upon one of the stories called as Indradyumna. Indradyumna, very popular king, he ruled the earth very well, very nicely he ruled with care. He looked after his subjects very well, and after his death, he ruled for long. After his death, he was taken to the heaven. He was having a good time there. And one day when he was having a good time, somebody tapped on his back, said, "Sorry, your visa is over. Now you have to go back." He said so quickly, as if I came yesterday, "Time is already over. My visa is already over. It cannot be. I worked so hard, looked after my people so well. And I think, please check your records. I will apply for second opinion." He said, "Second opinion." They said, "Our records are right. But since you claim that you had done so many good things, we will allow you to go back to your kingdom. And if anyone remembers you, you can come back." So Indradyumna said, "It's easy." He went back to his kingdom, and in the heaven, half a day means 50 years in the earth one. One day means 100 years here on the earth plane. One day in heaven is 100 years here. He came and he went to the his kingdom, and nobody recognized him. Nobody, though he appeared in the original form, nobody recognized, and no gatekeeper, nobody. Then he asked people, "Do you know Indradyumna?" They say, "Nobody, no, I don't know. We have not heard. Now we think we are so important. Once you are gone, nobody remembers." His case, nobody remembered, and he went to a very old person and asked him, "Did you hear about Indradyumna?" He said, "Sorry, I never heard about Indradyumna. Even a old person, I never heard who he was." So he was sad, and as he was going past, he saw one old owl. He asked, "You are very old, you go into more than 100 years. Do you remember anyone called Indradyumna?" That owl also said, "Sorry, I never heard of that one. I don't know who Indradyumna was." Then owl said, "You can go and there is a pond not far from here. In that tortoise are there. Tortoise, they live for up to 200 to 300 years. here is one old tortoise is there, they may remember. You go and ask them. So he went to the pond and the old tortoise, he asked, have you heard about Indradyumna? The old tortoise, hearing that one, started shedding the tears. How can I forget him? He was so generous, he made this pond. Because of that, we tortoise, our family are surviving. I cannot forget his contribution. The moment that tortoise said, we remember, the divine messengers came and took him back to heaven. He went back to heaven. So, this Chandogya also talks about importance of do such things. You can enjoy the other world when you go to the other place. How much credit you have, that much alone you can spend. The moment you run out of your credit, you are pushed down. Mercilessly, they will push you down. And Indradyumna's case, they do the punya karma, punya karya. So, you will get a seat in the better world, higher world. Higher world, this story is Indradyumna's story talks about that one. And another story of Raikwa. Raikwa's story, there was a very well king. Another story comes in Chandogya, Janashruti. Very well known king, very popular, very kind king, looked after the subjects very well. One day, it's a hot summer day, he decided to sleep on the terrace of the palace because it was so hot. As he was lying down, he saw two swans flying. He heard them talking. Maybe in his he saw the vision. Two swans are flying, and one swan said, don't cross that king. You are flying over that king, such a popular king. You should not cross over him. Go around him and fly. He's such a popular, we should not, we should pay respect, we should not fly over him. And another swan said, is he as popular as Raikwa? I don't think so. So, saying so, that other swan flew over him. He heard that vision. A whole night he could not sleep. Next day morning, he called his all messengers. I want to know who is that Raikwa in my kingdom, and who is that Raikwa? Is so popular, so popular. I want to meet him. They searched everywhere. They searched everywhere. They could not. They went to village. They went to Gurukul. They went to ashrams. They went to the place of worship and universities. Nobody could. They could not identify Raikwa. Then exhausted, almost a month elapsed, and the king kept on sending them to various places. Exhausted messengers, when they were walking, there was a beggar with a cart, had a pushy cart. He was very dirty clothes. He was having his own cart. He was leaning against that one, unkempt and dirty. And they asked, do you know Raikwa? He said, yes, I know, as if he was scratching his itchy skin, he was scratching and said, "Yes, I know." And they were so thrilled, and he said, "I am Raikwa." So thrilled, they went and reported that one to the king. King was so happy, they found Raikwa, and he himself came, and with a lot of presents to give it to Raikwa. Raikwa, he yelled at the king, "Do you think I'm here for a business?" And the king thought this Raikwa is not happy with what I brought, so he brought more gold and more present. This Raikwa will be happy, and he brought more. Then Raikwa again yelled at him. Then he did not know what to do. Then when he asked for the knowledge, he did not impart any knowledge. Then next time, he went to Raikwa with his daughter. Daughter, seeing the keenness in daughter's eyes, he said, "Okay, I will impart the knowledge. She is the main recipient. You can sit and listen. She has adhikara. You don't have an adhikara." He called him as a Shudra. Shudra means not prepared one. Shucham dravayati. Shudra also means you are so concerned about the welfare of others. That is called a Shudra. You are a Shudra, but still you have not developed the thirst for knowledge. You sit besides your daughter, I will teach her. So he taught her the Agni Vidya. Agni Vidya, he talked about the Upadesha to his daughter. The Raikwas Upanishad is talking about, you cannot identify from outside appearance who is a jnani or not a jnani. People may be putting on a costume, pretending that they are a jnani. Upanishad says not to gauge a jnani from their outer appearance. Outer appearance, but inside, only who are thirsty, they would understand that one. They would understand in the Upanishad starts off with the importance of knowledge. It's a famous one. Yadeva vidyaya karoti shraddhaya upanishadam tadeva viryavattaran bhavati. If you want to be strong, very strong in your life, then only knowledge. Knowledge cannot come to you without Shraddha. Last week I talked about, on Sunday I talked about Vidyaya. Whatever you do, you have to know, do it with knowledge. Knowledge doesn't come without Shraddha. Shraddha, and Yadeva Vidyaya Karoti Shraddhaya Upanishadam. Shraddha comes when you have a keenness to sit at the feet of the teacher. Like Janashruta sat at the feet of Raikwa. Do we have that much of Shraddha? We say, "Sorry, we don't have time. I am busy, I don't have time." So we are still, superficially, we are swimming in the life, we are happy in the swimming. Upanishad talks about Yadeva Vidyaya. If you want to become strong against the stay high at all, against the tides of your life, you need knowledge. It comes through the Shraddha. Shraddha, the knowledge comes through the Shraddha, then only you will become strong. ಇನ್ ದ ಉಪ ಉದ್ದಾಲಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ವೇತಕೇತು ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಇಂಟ್ರಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಶ್ವೇತ ಉದ್ದಾಲಕ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟೂ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಶ್ವೇತಕೇತು, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತ. ಶ್ವೇತಕೇತು ಎ ಶಾರ್ಪ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್, ವೇರಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಎ ಡಲ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್. ಹಾರ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ನಚಿಕೇತ, ನೇಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಲ್. ಫಾದರ್ ಥಾಟ್ ವೈ ಸೆಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟು ಗುರುಕುಲ್, ಹಿ ವೋಂಟ್, ಈಸ್ ಎ ಡಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಹಿ ವೋಂಟ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ದ ಗುರುಕುಲ್. Whereas the Shvetaketu, he sent him. Nachiketa, from Nachiketa, he, from his children, one Upanishad came about called as Katopanishad. Katopanishad, Shvetaketu learnt 12 years in the Gurukul, and when he came back, he thought, my father did not go to university, a village boy, why I should bow down? So, seeing that one, father thought this person did not learn anything. He asked a question to begin with, having learnt that one, everything is known. Do you know that one? What is that? Having learnt one thing, everything is understood. He said, I learned chemistry, I learned physics, I know geology, I know mineralogy, I learned phonetics, I learned Upanishad, Vedas, so many things. But when father asked, he said no. It was not a part of curriculum. It was not taught in the university. Guruji did not teach. Maybe he also did not know, otherwise he would have taught me. So, he talked about the God. He talked about how effortless, our sadhana should be effortless. Effortless, he talked about, we say that person is sleeping. For example, we call, I am sleeping now. That person is sleeping, I am working, I am eating, and I am sleeping. Working means there is an ego is there, kartritva bhava is there. I am doing, but eating, there is a kartritva bhava is there, ego is there. And whereas sleeping, no kartritva, no effortless. I have lost myself. No identification of myself. In my sleep, I don't know whether I may be a multimillionaire or a pauper. In my deep sleep, I don't know anything. Only one thing I know when I get up, I did not know anything. The no ego in the deep sleep. In the wakeful and dream also there is an ego. I am doing, I saw that one. In the deep sleep, there is no ego. No ego, and that is why when no ego is there, I slept blissfully. It was a blissful sleep. Why blissful? Because no ego. In the wakeful state, I am doing that one. I am not happy because I am saying, I am doing. Kartritva bhava is there. When ego has come, ego wants to claim the responsibility, happiness is not there. Our wakeful state is an awkward existence, messy existence. Even dream also, sometimes good experience or bad experience. And it is talking about the ones, the for a sadhaka, like the deep sleep. You can't say, I am going into deep sleep now. It must happen. You can't say, I am going to sleep now. You can't say, I am waiting for the sleep. Where are you? You are I can't say. I won't let the sleep take over me. Let the sleep take over me. I can't become nobody. Busy mind. When the sleep takes over, you just lose yourself, like in the meditation, when you are aware not to, I want to see the God, I want to see the God, I want to experience. When the ego is there, it won't happen. When the devotion is there, the devotion means you are allowing the, you opening the door for divinity to dawn. With my knowledge, I want to see the God. Like Hiranyakashipu was asking, you cannot. Let the door be open. Let the, like a sleep is effortless. That the finding the divinity, it should become an effortless exercise. Uddhalaka starts off with that one. That divinity is within you. That the divinity, it has to open within you. That is called as Tat Tvam Asi. The meaning of that one, very many meanings are there. Whatever Upanishad we are reading, it should reverberate with our experience. Tat, one which pervades everywhere, it is there, Tvam, within, Asi means there. One which is pervading everywhere, it is there within you itself. May you experience that one, curb your ego, may that divinity manifest in you. Tat Tvam Asi, that meaning, that various examples Uddhalaka gives, we will explore on that one next week. And this Shanti Mantra, we will learn the Shanti Mantra from Chandogya Upanishad. Today we chanted in the class also, repeat after me, Om Apyayanto. Mamangani,
Mamangani,
Vakprana,
Vakprana,
Chakshushrotram,
Chakshushrotram,
Athobalam,
Athobalam,
Indriyanicha,
Indriyanicha,
Sarvani,
Sarvani.
Again, Om Apyayanto,
Om Apyayanto,
Mamangani,
Mamangani,
Vakprana,
Chakshushrotram,
Athobalam,
Athobalam,
Indriyanicha
Sarvani,
Sarvam Brahmopanishadam,
Sarvam Brahmopanishadam,
Ma Aham Brahma,
Nam,
Maham
Brahma,
Nirakuriyam,
Nirakuriyam,
Mama Brahma,
Mama Brahma,
Nirakarot,
Nirakarot,
Anirakaranam,
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 Astu,
Astu, Anirakaranam me,
Anirakaranam me,
Astu,
Astu,
Tadatmani Nirate,
Tadatmani Nirate,
Ya Upanishatsu,
Ya Upanishatsu,
Dharmaste,
Dharmaste,
Mai Santu,
Mai
Te Mayi Santu, Om Shanti Shanti Shanti,
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This is a peace mantra talking for our health, physical health, mental health and spiritual health. Starts with Apyayantu. Apya means Vyapya. One who is there everywhere, Apyayantu, one who pervades everywhere, one who nourishes everything, one sustains everything, Mamangani, May he sustaining everything, may he sustain my limbs also. Praying, may I have a healthy limbs. He is sustaining the whole universe. Seeker is asking, may he sustain my limbs also, all my limbs, walk prana, walk, able to express well, communicate well, express prana, walk, prana means bubbling with energy, able to express, bubbling with energy, chakshu, good eyesight, shrutram, good hearing, atho bhalam, strength in all limbs of the body, atho bhalam, indriyani cha sarvani, all limbs should have the ability, strength, all limbs should be healthy and strong, indriyani cha sarvani, sarvam brahma upanishadam. And it is talking about whatever is mentioned, Upanishadam, Upanishad talks about this one, talks about the Supreme Lord. It is talking about the goal of the Upanishad to show us the path to the Supreme Lord, Supreme God. I should not ma aham brahma nirakuriyam. May I not deny the presence of the God. Mama brahma nirakarod. May God never forsake me. One is I should not forsake. God should not forsake me. Anirakaranam astu. Anirakaranam me astu. We should have good bondage between me and God. From both sides, anirakaranam tadatmani nirate ya upanishastu. Whatever good mentioned in the Upanishad, those qualities must manifest in me. Whatever good is talked about in the Upanishad, they should manifest in me. Tadatmani nirate ya upanishastu dharmaste mai santu. May they reside in me and te mai santu. I want to know that Supreme God. I want keenly looking to experience that one. Te mai santu means may you be revealed through me. May you shine out through me. May the divine qualities shine out through me. May I experience that one. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. This is the seventh Shanti Mantra. We will learn this one again coming weeks. And other Shanti Mantras also. We started off other Shanti Mantras. Yeah, we will come to that one. One is Krishna Yajurveda. Om Sahanavavatu.
Om Sahanavavatu.
Sahano Bhunaktu. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
This is a teamwork mantra. Maybe coexist together, nourish together, do great things, and may we realize the great, and may our actions be an inspiration for others, and may we not despise each other, may we not hate each other. Om Shanno Mitra Krishna Yajurveda, again Krishna Yajurveda, Taittiriya Upanishad. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Kritam Vadishyami.
Kritam
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanma Avatu.
Tanma Avatu.
Avatu Mam.
Tadvataram Avatu.
Tanma Avatu.
Tanma Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
It's a prayer for the own protection. I'm so keen on learning. I should be protected and my teacher also be protected. It is talking about the presiding deity in the daytime, in the evening time. And may I know the absolute truth, the real truth. The ritam means absolute truth, and satya means changing truth. The changing truth, I should keep on learning so that more and more I start comprehending. We touched upon that one in Shukla Yajurveda. We touched upon Om Purnamada.
Om Purnamada.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnamudachyate. Purnasya.
Purnasya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnameva.
Purnameva.
Avashishyate.
Avashishyate.
It's talking about the completeness. Everywhere completeness. Complete means you are like infinite. Infinite, you cannot add anything to that one. You cannot subtract from that one. That is called as Purna. Infinite means no change. And Shukla Yajurveda Brihadaranyaka we also saw Om Asatoma.
Om Asatoma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. It's talking about may we have a ground reality, not to lead a superficial life, and may we move towards the light, and may we move from fear, anxiety to freedom. Another one from Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavato.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavato.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavato. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
It's a prayer for universal health. May there be auspiciousness. Everyone be happy. And everyone be peace, everyone discover the completeness, may there be auspicious everywhere. And again, Brihadaranyaka we saw, Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
ಸರ್ವೇ ಭದ್ರಾಣಿ ಪಶ್ಯಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್ ವಿ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಓಂ ದ್ಯೋ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷಂ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಪೃಥ್ವೀ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಆಪಶಾಂತಿ, ವನಸ್ಪತಯ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಪೃಥ್ವೀ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಆಪಶಾಂತಿ, ಔಷಧಯ ಶಾಂತಿ, ವನಸ್ಪತಯ ಶಾಂತಿ, ವಿಶ್ವೇ ದೇವ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಸರ್ವಂ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಶಾಂತಿರೇವ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಸಮಾ ಶಾಂತಿರೇದಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಮೇ ದೇರ್ ಬಿ ದ ಪೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ರೀಜನ್, ಇಂಟರ್ಮೀಡಿಯೇಟ್ ರೀಜನ್, ಆನ್ ದ ಅರ್ಥ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲೇನ್. May the all the crops, may we have abundance, so that may there be no hunger, may vegetation be plenty, so that all the animals also have enough to eat. Vishwe Deva, one who protects us all the time around us, be shanti. May the Supreme Lord bring us the peace on us. ಸರ್ವಂ ಶಾಂತಿ, ಮೇ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಬಿ ಎಟ್ ಪೀಸ್, ಮೇ ವಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ದಟ್ ಟ್ರ್ಯಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್, ಓಂ ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಿ ರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಿ ರಾಕರೋತ್ ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು ತದಾತ್ಮಾನಿ ನಿರತೆ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಸ್ತೆ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. Talking about the deep sleep experience also, sleep has to come naturally, and one of our teacher's mother passed away last week. He was saying that mother, 96 years old, and he got the message here. All parameters have become zero, and doctor said take her home, but come within 10 minutes. Another brother was in Lucknow, and but when he went there, parameters became normal. Parameters earlier zero, it became normal. Then doctors told his brother, you go and sleep and come tomorrow. And this person, student from here, he went to India, and he saw his mother also. Mother said, my soul left the body 3 times, but somebody pushed me back. Gate was not open. No, gate was not open. I was pushed back into the body. So that lady, she, that 96-year-old, she died after one day. But it says, even death also is not in our control. She left 3 times, but somebody pushed it back. No, it is not the time. Death also not in our control. And she said she was waiting for her son to to come back. That intense longing was there. Last minute, she was thinking of that one that would have brought her back. So, what you think in the last minute is very important. The Chandogya Upanishad, Uddhalaka talks this one to Shvetaketu, how to manage what happens, that prana. Prana, that you are talking. When the talking stops, then where it will go? We'll cover that part next week. Very interesting chapter. Om Sahana Vavatu.
Om Sahana Vavatu.
Sahano Bhunaktu.
Sahano Bhunaktu.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti.